Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a Tuesday morning. You're hanging out in the break room. Watch just classic rock, 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
51 degrees right now. Going to get up into the high 60s, low 70s, depending on where you are. Sunny all day. Got a hiccup. I'm sorry.
You all right?
Sunny all day. Yeah, I'm just hiccup. I got like yogurt in my throat. I got a bad case of throat.
That is? You should be used to that.
It's not even a minute past 6 o'clock. It's not even a minute past 6 o'clock. Can we get at least 5 minutes into the show before you are sodomizing me both orally and backwards? Can you orally sodomize
someone? Can I orally sodomize? Well, yeah.
Is that a thing?
That's sodomy.
Well, I thought sodomy was the other thing.
It's both.
Okay. You know awful lot about sodomy, my friend.
It's any non-Christian thing.
All right. I'm going home. Everyone have a great rest of the day. We'll see you tomorrow morning. 6 a.m. in the break room, CIMF. Okay. What job other than this one?
Yeah.
Do you start off the day with what is the correct Merriam-Webster's definition of sodomy?
Well, I'm just starting to think of South Georgia's laws.
Not North Georgia, though. It's wide open there.
Wide open around Atlanta.
Let's start the show with something more horrific than what we're describing right now.
What's that?
Did either of you guys watch the Jets-Dolphins game last night?
I did, and I managed to avoid the horror for a while.
Okay, so if you did not watch the game last night, the Dolphins got their first win of the season, beat the New York Jets 27-21, but that's not what everyone's talking about.
What happened?
Wide receiver Tariq Hill, Dolphins wide receiver, his leg went inside out and backwards on a live broadcast last
Ooh.
Night. So they are calling it a dislocated knee. Is that what I saw, Kimmy?
That a thing?
I don't know what it was, but it looked like his leg just came off.
It was it was horrible.
So like it turned around
his,
almost?
The bottom part of his, like from his knee down, it was in directions it shouldn't be.
Yeah.
Ugh.
You remember Stretch Armstrong?
Yeah.
It was that, but permanent.
Yeah.
To the point where they like had to stabilize his entire leg on the ground.
So he's F.
Hard him on. His career's over.
Oh, you think he's done?
At that age?
I've never heard of a dislocated knee. Like it popped out of the kneecap?
It was.
I don't even know how a knee works.
So I heard dislocated knee last night. Do you want to Google and see if we have an update as to now?
Okay.
It looked like, if I were to diagnose it as a doctor, I would have called it leg effed forever.
Okay, so you think he's done.
Well, look, I mean, a guy like Tariq Hill, if we're going to talk football, he lives on his speed. I cannot imagine at the age he's at, which is up there, that he'll be able to rehab that thing, get back to where, because he's already fallen off as a wide receiver. By the way, you know, eventually karma will get you, huh?
Yeah.
Right, they're calling it a dislocated left knee. So
last night I am watching the game, and I had stepped away for a second to change some laundry, and my brother texts me, "Oh,
so you missed it?
I missed the actual thing.
Damn!
Thank God, because I do not do well with squeamish.
Yeah, I know.
So I go, what? He goes, Tariq Hill's leg. I'm like, oh, awesome. I walk back into the room. I turn. They're showing a slow motion replay
because you must have caught it. Because when it first happened, I was like looking down at my phone or something, and my husband saw it. He's like, oh my God, don't look up. So I didn't. And you know it's bad when they're showing other players and they won't show the actual injured player down for a little while. And then they cut to commercial. So I'm like, oh good, they're not going to show it again. And then they came back.
Yes!
gave you like a slight warning, like, oh, if you're squeamish, nope. better look away.
He said, and I quote, this is an uncomfortable injury, which was the understatement.
Is it a comfortable injury? Like, man, this feels really good, this injury.
I'm
trying to think of like Joe Theismann, right?
Yeah.
That was the first one I remember where that leg just goes in a different direction.
Yeah, so if you are young, Joe Theismann on Monday Night Football had his leg snapped in half by Lawrence Taylor.
And Lawrence Taylor, like, freaks out. And, like, you got to get over here. I just really hurt this man.
Which, by the way, ended his career, essentially.
But they showed that thing endlessly. And then they were doing jokes about it on Letterman at night. And, yeah, that guy was destroyed. Yeah, he was done.
All right, so that's what I want to talk about here. And the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Because there are two kinds of people in this world.
Yeah.
There are people like Kimmy and I who I can't do it.
No. The curiosity does not get the best of me in that situation.
I'm with you.
I'll take your word for it.
Thank you. If your legs or arms are not moving in the direction they should be moving, I don't want to see any of it. And then, Tommy, there's another half of people who, as we are speaking, have not seen it and are actively on social media trying to find that video. Which one are you?
I fall in the middle. I'm going to go look, and then I'm going to be disgusted that I looked.
Okay.
Because I got to see it. If everybody's talking about it, I got
to
look.
No, you don't. You don't have to see it.
Yeah, I do.
You can just go on description of knee inside out backwards.
Yeah. But I think I've seen enough of these now. Like, I remember that horrific one. I think it was the kid who was playing for Kentucky during the NCAA.
Louisville. I think it was Louisville.
But I remember the bone came through the leg. That was like some Frankenstein moment that I didn't know could happen.
How about that one? Who was it? Was it Paul George during the trials, the NBA Olympic trials, where he came down and his leg just completely went out from under him sideways while he was still standing?
Yeah.
I was in a bar watching it. I had beer in my mouth. I almost threw
think
up.
About it. Yeah. Like, and it still affects you like that years later. You never get it out of your mind.
You know what's weird is, you know, most of these injuries, you don't know what they feel like, but somehow your brain like registers what it feels like while you're watching it. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
And if you are someone that's had that injury before, like I've had my shoulder dislocated. If I watch someone dislocate their shoulder, I can feel my shoulder dislocate again. It's very strange. Does anyone else have that phenomenon? 252-WCMF. If you've had that injury and you watch an injury happen, you feel that injury while you're watching it happen.
That's like me with ankles. Like I can almost hear it snap in my head. Or like feel that I don't know what to describe it as, like a snap. Like I've never broken my ankle, but just that initial turning of your ankle when it goes in the direction it's not supposed to, it's like nails on a chalkboard.
So as we put a pause on this, can you watch the horrific injury? I think the funniest thing, and look, I'll be honest with you, I don't have a lot of sympathy for what happened last night based on it has nothing to do with on the field.
I mean, don't want Tariq Hill.
Yeah, I mean look, you know, they're carting him off the field and he's smiling and clapping his hands. And that proves to me that having your leg turned inside out and backwards is less painful than playing for the Miami Dolphins.
I said that out loud. I'm like, doesn't he look kind of relieved right now, or is it just me?
I'm out.
Well, because he wanted out of Miami, and he became this big drama thing, and all it took was that, and he's like, all right, yes. take my whole leg. Get me the hell out of here. Okay, Jesse writes us on Instagram, Duffy at WCMF, totally looking for it now. You're a monster.
Yeah,
you're
that's
a monster.
My husband, he loves, like, he'll look for it at every angle possible. It does not bother him.
I guess in the job that he has.
Yeah, but
probably.
Even before that job, he was never somebody that was, like, bothered by those things.
No, because my old man was the same way. You know, my old man, cop.
Yeah.
Right? So
you're seeing it all.
He's seen some things. And he would be the type of guy that would seek out the most horrific stuff. And maybe that's why it bothers me so much, because he'd be like, oh, check this out.
But they used to show those videos, right? The biggest hits in the NFL and guys getting like creamed into the ground.
Yeah. All right. So as we talk about what it feels like, Chris writes us on Instagram, again, talking about Tariq Hill's leg almost coming off on national television last night. Dislocated knee is what they're calling it. Chris says, it hurts like hell. I had knees that dislocated when I was a teen.
Knees?
Actually broke bone in one and two places.
Ooh. He said knees.
He said knees. Both knees?
At the same time?
I don't want to know.
You got kneed?
I don't want to ask any more questions.
Yeah.
I don't want to know how something like that could happen.
The one thing I can't handle at all. And we started watching this thing on Netflix about the Tour de France, you know, the bicycle race.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The road rash.
Mm. Oh.
I had to stop watching it.
That bothers you?
Oh, my God. Some of these guys, don't forget, these guys are like going down a hill 60 miles an hour and they wipe out. And they slide like a bobsled on their ass.
But that spandex should give you some pretty good protection, right?
Yeah, for about the first 10 feet. And then after that, it's just French roadway going into your butt.
Yeah, that would bug me.
Oh, it's gross, man. And then they get up and go. I'd be like, I'm done. I'm soaking my ass in Epsom salt.
Don't put your bloody ass in Epsom salt, stupid.
Why, it hurts?
Yeah.
I thought Epsom salt was good for it.
No, here's the thing. Well, if you have
probably,
ever,
but it's gonna hurt.
If you ever roll your ankle and put your foot in Epsom salts, you're gonna find every little nick on your skin the second it goes in there.
I thought salt was like good for your stuff.
Yeah, you don't put salt in a wound.
Yeah, like if you like, you wouldn't. But if you shave your legs and like go into like the ocean or something, any salty water is gonna burn like crazy.
But I thought that was good. Like it was like cleaning.
Stuff. Maybe it is.
There is a literal phrase called rubbing salt in a wound that is an expression for making something worse.
Oh, I always thought it was better for you.
Yeah, I thought it was supposed to like clean out.
It hurts, but it's good. But it's like bacteria is getting all eaten up by the salt.
No, it turns your leg into corned beef. Can you Google that?
Who doesn't love corned beef?
I love corned beef, not attached to my thigh.
I got a hip full of corned beef.
Which I actually do all the corned beef. I've never heard that salt cleans it out. Does it cure it? You're curing your own body?
I always thought like sea water and sea salt were good for you.
Okay.
I don't know.
I don't know. My body's telling me it's not.
Ask your wife. She's a skin person.
Hurts like a bitch. Well, okay. Let me call it. One sec. Everyone hold
on.
No,
we're not saying now.
Hey, if I turn my legs into corned beef, is that good? Is that a good thing? Will you boil some cabbage next to it, please?
So if you use like the right salt, it has antiseptic. Why can't I say
antiseptic?
Antiseptic properties.
Okay.
Promotes healing and reduces inflammation, but the potential risks are irritation and infection, depending on, like, where you get the salt from.
Okay. Where you get the salt.
Oh, so if you're, all right, so if you hurt your leg and you're bleeding, go in the salty water.
Well, no, it's a sea salt.
Sea salt. And then the sharks will also come and investigate your wounds.
That's a potential risk.
Yeah, there's bacteria in ocean water that can infect your leg. You're supposed
bacteria.
To stay
away from it. It's all blue and nice.
It's totally fine. Probably totally
fish
fine.
Fish all look healthy.
Do not go in the water with open wounds.
Yeah, don't do that. Apparently.
Well, because of the sharks.
And the bacteria. There's no sharks in Lake Ontario. You shouldn't cut yourself open and jump in Lake Ontario.
Well, no, because that's
mixed
fresh
results
water.
Here is what I'm getting at.
Okay.
That's nasty.
Do not take any medical advice from this show, ever. 252 WCMF. We're talking about, again, last night in the Dolphins-Jets game, Tariq Hill's leg went backwards, inside out.
They should have put him
down
in the ocean or right there.
Bro, it was like a funk song. Go backwards, inside out, ups and down. Put your hands in the air. Now your leg fell off.
Good God.
Oh, God. It was terrible. So, like, I'm getting a bunch of people writing us. I'm looking for it. Just watched it now. Jay, it's brutal. Why would you go look for it?
Brutal.
After what we just told you it is.
I think people want to be, they want to see it so they
can. Curious.
Talk about it like we're doing right now. They want to know what it looks like.
But it is amazing how the idea of showing these injuries has changed, because we live in a world now.
In a world.
Thank you. Where, with social media, I can go find it anywhere I want. So Connor brings up, do you guys remember Willis McGahee's leg in the national championship game back in like 2002? You remember what happened there?
Wait, the Buffalo Bill?
No, so he was a Bill. The reason the Bills were able to draft him where they were is because he did not play his first pro season because his leg was obliterated.
Oh.
So actually, Connor,
in the national championship,
Connor puts it perfectly. Willis McGahee's leg was like a helicopter propeller, and
who did he play for?
Miami, the U.
Oh,
yeah. So I remember watching that game, and I remember them showing that injury 75 different times from different angles in slow motion and fast motion. Some guy drew a mustache on his knee for some reason in one of them. But like back then, they were selling you the gore. It was gore porn.
Yeah.
And now,
but it's all over the place.
But now with like the broadcast, I was shocked, to your point, Kimmy, that they showed a replay of the Tariq Hill injury. Because
didn't seem like they were going to until they must have made that decision in the commercial break. Well, we're going to show it again. We'll just warn people first slightly.
Yeah. It does kind of feel like the Damar Hamlin incident might have been the line of demarcation where like everyone started to realize how scary this game can be.
Right.
Like what you may have just witnessed.
Yeah. And let's not remind people of how bad this game can be.
But his hit, that hit and everything didn't seem like anything. You know, he did like a normal play. He's just laying there.
No, you're right.
That was like the least gory one I could think of.
Agreed. But I guess it was like the understanding.
Because they're working on him. He could die.
Yes.
Seriousness of it.
Yes. As he's just standing there and collapsing. Because remember, they showed that replay not knowing what was happening like 5 or 6 times. And then as soon as everyone understood what was going on, you never saw that replay ever again. I'll be honest with you. I haven't seen that thing on social media since the night that it happened.
It is weird where they draw the line, though, when they're going to show you stuff. Like, they'll take it right up to it. They'll kind of pixel it out. But I kind of know what's going on here. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I don't know, though, because, like, some of these injuries, like the Damar Hamlin one, obviously, in hindsight, we understand what happened. But there are some other injuries, too, where that could kill you and you don't even realize it. For example, you know the quarterback Alex Smith?
No.
So he played for the Chiefs. He was with the Washington Commanders at the time. His leg was obliterated in like five pieces.
Yeah. Oh.
Apparently, one, they almost had to amputate his leg. It was
to
so
save
bad.
Save his life, essentially.
Yes, because they hit an artery. Is that what happened?
Like something happened where it was going to be they had to make some really tough decisions, it sounds like, in that moment.
By the way,
somehow they saved his leg.
Have you seen his bare leg?
No, but it's.
Why would I?
Well, because he's done interviews where he shows it.
He does? How bad?
So, you know, he's an athlete. So one leg looks like a muscular athletic leg, and the other leg looks like a hot dog you've left in the sun for 10 days.
Oh, really?
It is just straight up and down. Like, it's pretty amazing they were able to save this leg.
Yeah.
But it looks like they had to save this leg.
Oh.
It's, like, and I almost feel bad because, bro, you can't wear shorts ever again.
Well, you could. You're just going to gross people out. If you might get people to leave your party early on the 4th of July, just show up in Bermudas.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You can take shots at these people all you want. I know how you feel.
I'm not going to take shots. I'm trying to have an open mind with people.
I would argue you think these people are the dumbest of all people like on the planet.
But aren't they?
But if these people did not exist, if they did not do the things that they keep showing up in the news for doing, we would get got all the time.
So they take the bullet for us.
Well, they do. Well, they go out of their way to make sure the bullet never gets fired because you don't want to get tooken. And you're also the kind of guy who, once he spends money, even if he's disappointed, he's not going to go get that money back.
That's true.
So that's why we need these people as our last line of defense.
Well, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Who are these people?
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF, a massive lawsuit against the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. Hershey's, specifically.
What's wrong with the peanut butter cup?
Well, it's not the peanut butter cup, specifically. Yeah. Reese's has a whole bunch of peanut butter cup-related products.
Yeah.
And I would argue the best one they have is the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup Pumpkin.
Pumpkin?
Reese's Pumpkin. Kimmy, you're familiar with the Reese's Pumpkin?
So it's a pumpkin spice?
Nope.
No, it's just a normal Reese's cup, but it's in the shape of a pumpkin.
Oh, okay,
that's also a lie. That's also a lie.
Then what are you talking
about? No, it is. It is that, but it's not. It's not a normal Reese's cup.
Oh, yeah. Well, the ratio is a little different.
No, not a little different.
It's usually better for some reason.
It's 100% better. It's not usually. The Reese's Pumpkin has the best chocolate to peanut butter ratio.
I think it's more peanut butter than chocolate.
You're 100% right.
Than your standard cup, the original cup.
Yeah, people, if you are a fan of these pumpkins, you wait all year to get your hands on them. They also have the Christmas tree, which is good, but not as good.
Yeah, why is the pumpkin better?
It's got to be the shape.
Okay.
And that's where this lawsuit comes up.
Okay.
Several people in Florida filed a lawsuit against Hershey, accusing them of deceptive marketing for various peanut butter products, including the Reese's Peanut Butter Pumpkin.
So what's their complaint?
Well, over the last couple of years, and I know you've noticed this as well, the pumpkin shape has changed.
So it shrunk the pumpkin?
So not only has the pumpkin shrunk, the pumpkin no longer really looks like a pumpkin.
What does it look like?
Well, you used to open it up and it would have like lines in it to make it look like a pumpkin. It would be in the shape of a pumpkin. It was awesome. And the last couple of years, when you open it up, it just looks like a brown blob.
No.
Not as defined.
It's smaller. There's no detail in it. It's just like,
you're just going to eat it, though. And the
smaller thing bothers me more than the shape. I don't care.
Yeah, because you want a pound chocolate.
Okay, the problem is, and what these plaintiffs argue.
Who are these plaintiffs? Just regular ass?
Did they save the old ones to measure the difference?
Of course they did.
It's a good question.
These are the saddest mofos on the planet, man.
Their argument, Kivi, is not so much that it changed. Yeah. Their argument is they show a picture of the old pumpkins on the packaging with the lines and the defined shape and all this stuff. And when you open it up,
what a bunch of diabetic dickwads.
Okay, well, it seems that a judge agreed with you. Not that they're diabetic dickwads, but that Hershey's was not going to be held responsible for this. They said that they did not show proper deceptive marketing enough. Yeah. Blah 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 blah. Okay, right. So you think these people are stupid?
What a sad way to spend your life worrying about some chocolate, and you don't even—it's not even your business. You don't sell the chocolate; you just consume it.
Okay. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Tommy.
Yeah, buddy.
I'm not going to tell you how to feel.
All right.
But I think it is important to keep in mind these sad people, as you call them.
Yeah.
Keep companies honest.
But I don't care.
Like, well, they're kind of, you know, they're doing it for everybody who enjoys these, right?
If I eat the chocolate and I don't die, I'm okay with
it. But you don't eat chocolate. That's why your argument here is invalid.
True. I do not.
Okay. Look, I'm with you in the sense that I am not going to get angry enough where I'm going to call a lawyer over what my peanut butter pumpkin
is. Okay, that's work. It's pointless work.
But I don't have to do the work.
But you don't get rich doing it. It isn't like there's a lawsuit where they're going to go.
But what if we get better pumpkins, Tommy?
And that's just it.
Yeah.
If no one got angry about this stupid little stuff, major companies could just do whatever they wanted when it comes to advertising.
They're watching out for you.
Well, no, they are. I mean, look, these people may actually be sad. You may never want to spend a minute talking to any of these people, but you cannot say that these people aren't doing a good thing for the rest of us.
But that's why we have an FDA. Like, they're the watchdog. They're the standard bearer.
No, they're not a watchdog for what the pumpkin looks like.
Yeah. They,
for the size and shape of your food, for our deceptive advertising practices.
They're just making sure it's edible.
The federal...
The FDA. Yeah, they can't say that there's something in it that's not.
No, that's not what I just said.
But that's not the argument.
Deceptive marketing practices.
Well, all marketing is deceptive.
Oh, my God, I love this guy. You don't understand, man.
No, I drank that beer last night. Two sexy girls in a bikini didn't show up on a silver bullet train.
Well, that's because of you. Everybody else got two sexy ladies.
What?
To his point, like, there is this level of expectation.
Well,
I mean, like, if you look at, like, a burger advertised through, like, any fast food restaurant, like, the food on TV always looks different than the
food
you get in the
package.
So I guess I don't know how some places get away with that and other places don't.
So I think there's disclaimers in the fine print now in the commercials, because there was a lawsuit about that a couple of years ago. But Kimmy's absolutely right when it comes to the fast food. They use glue and, like, sheen from paint cans to make these burgers and fries.
But bro, they try to sell me a cruise, right?
Sure.
Everybody on that cruise looks like a supermodel.
Okay.
You know what you get when you get on a cruise? Me and Ryan walking around without our shirts on, itching our ass, looking for our next cocktail, chain smoking.
Two great sets of breasts, though.
Oh, yeah.
And look, I would argue that is wrong. I would argue you're right. You should have to use actual footage from a cruise to sell it to me.
Nobody would go on vacation.
Okay, then have a better product. I mean, look,
Product's fine, but the people is the people.
If the product is fine, they wouldn't have to lie to us in the advertising.
Everything is a lie.
Man, like, I don't get you, man. I don't get you.
I don't get me.
Like, you're siding again as Tommy 1% shows up. Like, why would you side with the billion-dollar corporations that are spending money to straight up lie to you to trick you into buying something that is not what you think it is?
Because I don't notice the difference.
Like,
the pumpkin don't look right. There's nothing but supermodels going down a water slide. It doesn't affect my day.
You don't go on cruises and don't eat chocolate, but if this was something that affected you on a daily basis,
well, let's say
I
booked a chocolate cruise.
Oh, man.
Yeah. They have those.
I've seen Willy Wonka, though. It doesn't go well.
Yeah.
Kellyanne writes us on Instagram, as we're talking about this lawsuit that was dismissed, a bunch of people in Florida were suing the Hershey's company because they said that the Reese's pumpkin is being falsely advertised bigger, more defined. It's what it used to be on the package. Now it's just a brown blob. Kellyanne writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. The Reese's egg kicked the pumpkin's ass. I agree. I'm sorry, Kelly. I forgot about
that. Oh, is that disgusting?
Yeah, she's right. No, you're thinking of the Cadbury egg.
Yeah, which are also great.
No, that is the most disgusting.
I'm with you on that.
Ism J candy of all time.
Ism J,
bro, it is. Ism with a J.
You need an Oakley Annie Oakley Dakota ring for the rest of the show too.
That thing is the nastiest wad of candy I can think of.
I love Cadbury.
I'm with you. But the Reese's egg, different story. It's the same thing as the pumpkin, different shape.
Yeah. Right. By the way, you've never had a Cadbury egg omelet?
No, I had a frittata one.
You crack those open, you throw some ham, some onions in there. It's delicious.
Don't think some fat ass didn't try that stone one night.
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm kind of thinking about actually trying it now. Look, all these lawsuits can change the way we see entire companies. For example, going down the fast food route. A few years ago, there was a lawsuit against Subway because it turns out they're foot-long subs. We're not actually a foot
long. I'm not getting a full foot-long food.
Yes, but you're selling me a foot long.
So how short were they?
They were about an inch to an inch and a half short.
Now you know how every woman feels.
Oh, folks.
I'm on their wedding night, buddy.
Oh, you Uxay. We found out.
And no ism, Jay.
In this lawsuit, because you're not Udgay at it. We found out in this lawsuit that Subway was aware that the footlongs were not actually a footlong because they argued that they were describing them not an actual unit of measure. Like, it's a footlong is like a thing, not a unit of measure.
They're not saying it's 12 inches.
Exactly, which is, give me a break, it's a foot long, which is 12 inches. Tommy, think about this.
What's that?
Subway, over the years, sold hundreds of millions of footlong subs.
Yeah.
Right? That were supposed to be a foot long. So if you're an inch or to an inch and a half short on all those, that's hundreds of millions of inches of sandwich.
A profit, baby.
No, but it is that people were paying for.
Yeah.
How is that not a crime?
It's a very soft, salty, delicious crime.
I would disagree because you had a corporation that profited hundreds of millions of dollars off of deception. Did they not?
What has Subway ever done to us? But give us delicious food.
Well, the company itself, nothing.
Right.
I mean, think about the millions of dollars that were taken from the American sub-eating public that were under the assumption they were getting an extra inch every time they ordered a sandwich. I
don't think they ripped you off.
Okay, if I'm buying a sub, thinking
you bought a sandwich.
I bought a foot-long sandwich.
But I think I'm getting a certain length of sub.
Yeah.
But the price wasn't on the length. It was on the sandwich.
It's a foot-long. A foot-long sandwich.
So you're thinking, like, they should have added the extra inch or whatever, and then charge you more money.
No, or just don't advertise it as a foot long. Yeah. Call it a large sub.
But I don't think there's any loss of or gain of profit.
Okay, if I walk in.
You sold X amount of sandwich for X amount of price.
Let me put it this way. Right. I walk in expecting a foot long sub, 12 inches of sub. I get 11 inches, right?
And you're not feeling satisfied.
But it's not whether or not I'm satisfied. You sold me a foot. Mm. So for every 12 subs I ate, that's a free sub. They got me for one sub. Yeah. Think about it that way. Yeah. For every dozen sub I ate, I paid an extra sub. How is that not ripping customers off?
Do you know who you sound like right now?
Who's that?
Everybody in my family.
Yeah?
This is what my parents would argue about. This is what my aunts, my brother does this all the time.
But, like, I guess if they didn't, somebody wasn't keeping it in check, it would just continue to shrink.
Thank you.
You know what I mean?
You know what happened one day?
Maybe an inch to you isn't that big of a deal.
Which is weird, because to Tommy, an inch is like a tenth of his height.
You know what happened eventually?
What would happen?
You would go down to that Subway shop, and you would pay money, get no sandwich.
I love this.
They would shrink it down to nothing, and you'd walk out.
And they throw it at you.
Yeah, you'd walk out of there.
I love this dick right here. Not only, hey guys, you know, these guys have to have three yachts. On top of that, we all.
My brother's complaining about the food. He guess he has two houses.
And that guy's a dick. But we're sitting here having this conversation.
Well, feed the dicks.
We
feed the dicks all your footlongs.
I don't think that came out how you intended.
No, I think it did, 100%. We all live through shrinkflation. As soon as
shrinkflation,
that was
we could use a little shrinkflation.
Oh my God!
Shrink some of these fat American asses.
Yeah, says breastest man across.
Look at those North Koreans, man. They're like this. They're thin. They work all day.
Their hair starts falling out at 16.
Yeah, but you know,
they all look like you at prom.
It is funny how I hate and love the people going to great lengths to change this at the same time, like. You're such a dick for putting all your time and effort into this, but at the same time, fight the good fight.
Yes, look,
but everybody has that relative, and you hate that relative.
Okay, yes.
Unless you are that relative.
No, you're right. I don't want to spend time with them. I'm not going to do this myself, but if they do not exist, Kimmy's right. Eventually, we're paying $9 for a nub of bread with one piece of roast beef on it.
Thank you, sir. Can I have some more?
Yeah, is that what you want?
Look Oliver?
Siding with the oppressor, Tommy Mueller. Yeah.
The oppressor. They're giving you a delicious sandwich.
They're not giving me anything. I am paying them money for it.
I am paying them money
for a foot-long sandwich or a pumpkin that looks like a pumpkin or a hamburger that doesn't need glue in it to make it look good on a commercial. How about that?
All right.
You bitch.
Get a break!
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
At the time, it was technology mankind could not comprehend.
Yeah.
Moving things from all the Great Lakes, from Canada, into the Atlantic Ocean with a stop in Rochester along the way.
Look at that.
And this week, in commemoration of a big-time anniversary, they're doing it again the first time they did it.
Really?
But this takes how long? And if you're doing it the same way you did in 1825.
So same mode of transportation.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like, Kimmy, safety was like a big thing back then.
Well, of course not. I don't think so.
There was no safety.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Attention, all old men.
Yeah, what are we doing?
We've got a boat to talk about.
Damn.
So as we told you, this year is the 200th anniversary of the Erie Canal. And as part of the celebration, one group is doing things the way they used to. The Seneca Chief was the first boat to travel the length of the canal 200 years ago.
So it's like a barge? Type of thing?
Yeah, probably. I don't know. Eh? It's got a boat floats.
Yeah.
And the Seneca Chief is in the middle of doing it again.
So it's putting along right now?
You got it. It's a reproduction of the boat is the way that they put it. A replica. It started in Buffalo and over the weekend came through Fairport and Pittsford.
Wait, it already passed?
It passed through.
Yeah.
Much to the delight
you missed it.
Of every old man but Tommy.
Yeah, no kidding.
Well, good news.
Good news what?
Good news. If you would like to see it.
Yeah.
Today, it will be in Newark.
Okay.
Can we stop the story there real quick?
Sure.
It was in town here Sunday.
Yeah.
It's 2 days later.
Yeah.
It's in Newark. How long does it take to sail down the
Erie Canal? It doesn't look like it was built for speed.
It's not a sailboat, though.
Okay.
No.
No, but the
it's a barge. Like, what's pulling it?
I don't know.
I thought the mules pulled it all on the side.
Well, I didn't see any mules. No.
Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I know what you're saying, but I didn't
or
see
it. Or are they rowing it?
I don't know. Is there an engine on it?
There ain't no engine in 18-something.
Well, it's a replica
well, I know,
dick.
I
thought if it's like
there's
the original.
There's got to be an engine.
I love how you thought about the story that I just told you that you didn't know existed.
You just told me how they originally did it. Well, there wasn't no goddamn boat engine back then.
It says it's a replica. You couldn't use mules to pull it because all you dicks and pits are, excuse me, I'm trying to use my recumbent bicycle.
Well, I thought then they were using like long poles to like push it. Through?
Did anybody go see this thing, 252 WCMF? How the hell is it getting up and down the canal? Because if they are using poles, that would make sense. Having the takes you 2 days to go from Pittsford to Newark.
Or maybe they use prisoners to, like, you know, hold on behind it and kick.
What the hell are you talking about?
You know, like when you first learn how to swim?
What?
But they get, like, all the prisoners, you know, sing-sing, and they make them work.
How did that pop into your head?
Because we were always, like, you know, like, prison was, like, they were mean to them.
Kimmy.
Like, they were, like, pushing
I'm done talking to you. Kimmy.
Takata.
You can walk from Pittsburgh to Newark in like 12 hours.
Unless this is just making a lot of stops to like show off the boat.
Yeah, sign autographs.
But I don't know
stuff.
What's like what would be the what boat? Stops would be in between like here and Newark.
Because you're going east, right?
Yeah, it would be the next major port.
Well, yeah, because if you left Fairport and you stopped at Newark, what is in between there? 2 days? By the way, the entire trip from Albany to Buffalo, or sorry, they're going to New York City, so they're going to hit the Hudson.
So yeah, they go down.
Oh, so it's got to have an engine then.
But it's going to take a full month.
They ain't got no damn engine then.
No, if it's going through the Hudson?
Well, but you could use, wouldn't the current take you just down to New York City?
I would think so, but you still got to steer it, so it's got to have a rudder.
Okay,
What? Y'all know nothing about navigation.
Nobody cares about navigation.
We're talking. You're literally asking how long. Why is this boat taking so long?
That's not navigation. That is not navigation.
You need charts.
Shut up. No, you don't. You need
prisoners.
It's like needing a map to go down.
Oh, maybe they have like prisoners also like pulling.
What is with the prisoners this morning?
Because they used to put them on a chain gang and work them to death.
What is wrong with you?
That's how the America started.
All right, Hambone, thank God, is writing us on Instagram.
By the way, that's what they're serving for dinner tonight on that boat.
I would love Hambone.
One single Hambone.
I would love Hambone. Hambone soup.
What?
Duffy at WCMF, the easiest way to get us on Instagram. He writes, the Seneca Chief is being towed by a tugboat. It's stopping in town.
Oh, that's cheating, man.
He says it's stopping in towns overnight, and Hambone says, I'm the Lock 32 chief. No big deal.
Wait, so that's totally cheating.
What do you mean?
Yeah, so they...
A tugboat's not like how they did it.
So the tugboat's just pulling the boat.
How do you know the tugboat didn't do it in the first place? It said they
there
restored...
There was no tugboats back in 18...
How do you know?
1825.
200 years, idiot.
Okay. There was no such thing as a... tugboat in 1825.
Kimmy, can you Google why they invented tugboats? Why would they not have a steam tugboat?
They didn't have the engine technology.
How did they get across the ocean, idiot?
It was called a clipper ship. It had sails.
They were called a clipper ship in the 1800s?
They had sailboats.
When was a tugboat invented?
Those are a tall
ship. Here comes a pitch right down the middle.
Yeah, when was it available to Erie Canal?
Here we go.
Okay.
The tugboat.
The first steam-powered tugboat.
Yeah.
Was built in Scotland in 1801.
So 25 years is plenty.
But it seems like it wasn't really like widespread until the early 19th century.
Like it probably didn't even pull anything.
I'm getting awfully mad about tugboats. But that's not the thing that tripped Kimmy's interest here.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Again, what we're talking about, the Seneca Chief, I don't even know what we're talking about. The 20th anniversary of the Erie Canal, the Seneca Chief, which was the first boat to go the length of the Erie Canal down in New York City. They're doing it all over again with a replica, although Tommy's disappointed because there's no mules or prisoners kicking on the back.
I wonder what they're hauling. Like, are they hauling like the original freight?
I think they're just taking a
trip.
No, because the original freight was probably manure.
Wait, Dave, would you bring your act all the way from Albany to Buffalo or Buffalo to New York City? Shut up. Kimmy, you saw this and the first thing that popped in your head.
I mean, it seems like a nice, quaint little thing, but does it like get dicey on the canal? Like, are there stretches where it could be dangerous for somebody, like potentially dangerous for somebody to do this?
Because
the boat doesn't look like it can take a lot of rocking.
Oh. A lot of rocking?
Well, no, I mean, it's a replica of the original boat.
It's an old-looking boat, so I'm just wondering, like... It looks like fun. It looks like a great old man activity to do. But like, should we be like worried about the people on this boat? Is this?
I don't think that.
Can it get scary on the canal?
Like, it's gonna get like the seas are gonna.
I don't know. Like weather wise, can you run into something dangerous?
What about the Hudson though? I mean, the Hudson.
The Hudson might be a little different.
Like, you're gonna ride that sucker down the Hudson?
Well, now you're dealing with like freighters and big.
Shut up! Shut up! Stop talking.
Tankers.
Shut up.
Freighters.
Shut up. Prisoners kicking off the back of all of them.
Prisoner exchange, Rikers Island.
Stupidest dumb. No, I mean, like, to her point, safety wasn't a thing they were really concerned about in 1825.
I would say, especially if you start getting into, like, New York City area,
Well, why? Why,
because it's, like, a major harbor.
It's a major harbor, guys.
I think it's
guys,
a big...
Hey, we had a lot of fun back there, but this is a major harbor.
Isn't it, like, the
second biggest
harbor on the East Coast?
Shut up.
Outside of Baltimore?
Shut you.
You saw how well that went.
Shut you stupid harbor
mouth. Is that a bridge?
252 WCMF. All right, let's get someone in here who hopefully knows what we're talking about. Shut up. John's on CMF. Hey, John, how are you, buddy?
Good morning. How are you?
John, what do you got?
The reason they're using the tugboat is because all the tow paths are pretty much just non-existent today.
So they've
been either repurposed or, Their houses on the towpaths, or there's industry on the towpaths, and so the tugboat is towing the barge at the same speed that they would have done back in the day, back in 1825.
Oh, you got a problem, Tommy? You got a problem? Because this is what you have sounded like for the last 10 minutes. All right, so they're using an artificial steam-powered floating mule is what you're saying.
Yes, at the same speed.
Yeah, diesel. Zero. Dead dinosaurs, yes. Yeah.
All right, gotcha.
We going zero.
John, thanks for the call. My favorite thing in the show, I'm sorry, yeah. Is when Tommy runs his mouth and gets mad when I'm like, you're shut up. And then somebody calls and says the same stuff. He goes, ooh, ooh.
And explains it better.
I did explain.
What? Huh?
Okay. So they're really stretching this process.
Well, you got to sell it. People want to see it.
Sell it? Well, I could watch the thing for 4 hours town. Why, you wouldn't have gone down to see it?
If I knew Saturday was there, I was going to go down and look.
Thank God for the people on that boat.
Cheer her on.
Did not know that it was going to be.
I salute you, fellas.
I saw a woman piloting the thing, I thought.
Well, that's not authentic.
No, I saw a guy.
I know. I was waiting to make it.
Well, no, because it's got to be authentic.
How do you know there weren't female?
It needs to be a scrawny man full of rickets and is an alcoholic and smokes a pipe full of corn.
Why, are you looking to get a job? You were saying, Kimmy, I'm sorry.
No, I was just thinking, like, if you also had to, like, dress the part, too, but I don't think the guy was dressed.
You
got to
wear
part.
Them raggedy clothes.
Well, okay. All right. So David writes us on Instagram. He says, you idiots, the first trip was pulled by Burroughs. Is that a donkey?
A mule, yeah.
Okay, isn't that the same thing?
Pretty much.
Who cares?
Mm. Burrow.
Thanks, David.
Need a quality burrow.
Setting us straight there.
Take that towpath with a burrow.
All right, so Hachi Roku, he's got all the information here. He says it's also being escorted by two modern canal tugboats, so if the old tugboat on the Chief breaks down, they can still tow it with something else.
Right. Okay.
Are you
disappointed? So it's got an escort tugboat.
Yeah. I guess it does, yeah. It's like the president of tugboats.
Mm.
All right, so how interesting is this boat to old guys? Because we know that the tall ships get a ton of attention when they dock in Charlotte.
Well, they're very majestic. They're beautiful.
But then those suckers go out in the ocean.
Yeah.
They can take you to a different country. You can live on those for weeks without getting off. This barge is like the dirt bike equivalent of a boat, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's like a mini enduro. Yeah.
It's like it's not necessary, but it's fun and like interesting for 5
minutes. It's just a busted ass barge.
So you would have gone down and walked around it had you had the opportunity.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
The other weird thing about this,
what's that?
We already have a couple of similar boats like this in town.
What do you got?
You got the Sam Patch.
Yeah.
You got the Colonial Bell.
Yeah.
This isn't like a big ass sailing ship that comes like once a year that you need to buy a ticket for. Mm. Like, how much different is this canal boat than any of the ones I can just buy a ticket for on a random Saturday?
Well, because it's authentic to like that time period, though.
I kind of thought the Sam Patch was too.
Sam Patch wasn't. Well,
it looks old timey.
I mean, it looks old timey, but this is like super old timey. This is like birth of the nation times.
What is it? 1825.
Yeah, so 1776. That's not a big stretch for
a full
country.
It's full 50 years.
For a goddamn country, that's Tommy, a popcorn farm.
No, anyway, they're like, oh, what, revolution, bored. Done there, been there, done. They got some guy on their equivalent of radio, some guy with a big bullhorn. They're not even using muskets. Get the prisoners and kick and push them back. No, I mean, like, if it looks like an old boat, it's an old boat. You could put me on the Sam Patch and be like, this is the first boat we ever used in America.
Oh,
like,
wow. Okay.
Because your generation doesn't appreciate history.
No,
our generation, we did this unit in school, like, every year from age, like, 5 or 6 to age 15.
We both know the song by heart in our 30s. I got a mule, her name is Sam.
Should be called a burro.
Name is down here in Canal. Yeah, David, it's mule in the song, you dick.
I got a burro.
Her name, see, it doesn't
work. We learned a lot about waterways in our area as children.
It built this country.
Waterfalls, all that stuff.
But here's the thing, to your point, it does, Tommy, feel like this generation, your generation, will be the last that is interested in this kind of thing.
Yes.
And I can appreciate the history of the canal and what it did for our community. The engineering at the time was remarkable.
We're the only country that ever did this.
There are other.
No, that dug a canal almost half the length of the country to do this.
Half the length of the country.
Bro, they were able to like bring ore out of like Lake Superior all the way down to New York City.
Do you hear yourself?
We're the only country that ever did that.
Do you hear yourself right now?
Do you remember when last year, the time the PGA was here? And that one dude, I think he was from Italy. Uh-huh. The first thing he wanted to do was see the Erie Canal because he never saw it.
That's a sad man.
That's an Italian. that understands engineering.
Okay.
Those people made Ferraris.
You got mad at...
Which at one time were sent down the Erie Canal.
You got mad at John for calling up and boring us, and now you're doing the exact same thing. They took ore.
It's insane, and they did it all with just manpower.
Look, man, here's the thing.
Something you're very interested in on a Saturday night.
I don't think I need to know anything more about the canal than I do know.
Well,
like if I go the rest of my life and I don't learn another canal fact, I will not be disappointed.
I also want to point out the largest man-made canal is China's Grand Canal.
They brag about everything. And they dug it with steam shovels and stuff.
You don't know that.
Okay.
They didn't go down there with like...
With Irishmen. They just
Irishmen,
went there.
Yeah.
China with the Chinese men and the Irishmen that are just buried underneath. Where look at the fun boat. Seamus, great-great-grandpa Seamus is lying there. Okay, please stop writing me on Instagram.
You're
I don't
a lot of
care.
Canal facts,
I don't care about any more of your canal facts.
Did your daughters ever do Erie Canal field trip?
Yes.
Oh, they did.
One of them did. The other one was COVID time.
Still did that.
Well, because my wife got all excited. She wanted to take a day off to go be like the chaperone, and she couldn't. She got it. Well, but again, she's not from here, so it's like, ooh.
I'm not from here, but it's still an amazing.
Maybe
thing
that's
to see.
Why you're so like enamored by it. It's just an industrial ditch, and it's great. Like, don't get me wrong.
Like, I would like to see. I've seen this canal. I would love to see the Panama Canal. You would want to see the Panama Canal. That's another like amazing engineering feat.
I'll be
frank. It connects two oceans. Kind of cool.
It's insane.
Okay, now you're being tough.
It goes through a mountain.
Pat.
If I could get a trip to take like a tour of the Panama Canal, I would do it.
Why would you do? There's so
because I want to see it. It's
places
amazing.
To go than a.
And now you see plenty of canals to see here.
It's just a big hole they dug. It's just a big ass hole. That's all it is.
Oh, well, you know you're right because I've already seen your mom took that tour last night.
Well, no, it's funny because you had argued that the Erie Canal is one of the biggest. Canals in the world.
Yes.
Right? And it, I just
and it's the
it
original
up.
Canal.
I just looked it up. It turns out the longest and widest canal is your mother's
you
birth canal.
You just did that. You just did a
birth
Bob
canal.
Joke.
Birth canal. It's got all stretched out.
Yeah.
A lot of dead Irishmen in there, too.
Why'd they die?
The smell.
Oh, really?
They sent the canary in, went in looking for it, found seven more dead canaries, and down went great-great-grandpa Seamus.
This is going too far.
He did this with his boring-ass canal facts. Just take a break. You want to be a better person.
Not today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.